I'll declare this ordinary council meeting of the Shire of Coolin open at 4:01. No announcement from the presiding member. Record of attendance. Did someone move and second it? We have councillors Bowie, Gangel and Mullen authorised to attend the ordinary council meeting remotely by electronic means. Councillor Noble, Councillor Keezy. No one opposed. All councillors attending remotely must declare that they can maintain confidentiality during any closed part of the meeting. Just need to confirm verbally. So, Councillor Bowie.
Yes, Grant, I'm in a closed-in room by myself.
Councillor Gangel.
Yes, same for me.
And Councillor Mullen.
Yeah, all good. Thank you, Mr. President.
Declarations of interest for members. Does anyone have any? Financial proximity, impartiality or indirect financial interest? I don't know whether you want to. For the land up there.
Okay. I'll declare in the past, it's been talking about all blocks, so on proximity interest.
Yep.
Whereas this one's not talking about all the blocks.
Yeah, right. It's just those. Yep.
Up that time, if you're happy.
Yep. We have no public, so no public question time. Applications of leave of absence for the next meeting. Confirmation of minutes of previous meeting. 7.1 Shire of Coolin ordinary minutes, 18th of December 2024. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Miller. Councillor Noble. Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes? Carried. 7.2 Shire of Coolin annual electors meeting, 11th of February 2025. Mover and seconder. Councillor Keezy. Councillor Miller. Anyone opposed to adopting those minutes? Carried. There are no presentations or deputations. 9.1 list of accounts paid during the month of December 2024 and January 2025. Attachment 1 and attachment 2. Mover and seconder. Councillor Smoker. Miller. Any questions out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendations? Carried. 9.2, financial reports, December 2024 and January 2025. Attachments 3 and 4. Mover and seconder. Councillor Noble, Councillor Mullen. questions or comments out of that report, either of those reports? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Point three.
Western Australian Electoral Commission
to conduct 2025 local government ordinary election. We could have a mover and seconder. Councillor Gangel, Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of that? So I assume that would be the same if we end up with a unanimous.
If the number of nominations match the vacancies, yeah, it will be a pretty similar result in terms of the, you know, the cost.
Yep. Yeah. So if full amount of those
seats. Yes. Yep.
Anyone, any other questions, any queries or anything on that? Happy with that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.4, confirmation of road representatives. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Miller.
Hey, Grant.
Councillor Kersey. Any queries or questions out of that? Is there anyone else who would like to be on that list? I've sort of been struggling a little bit to get there, but it is open for anyone to attend, but. Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.5, proposal for combined local planning strategy, Road Rock member local governments. Courage and Connie and Cullen and Aaron Bay. Over and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Smoker. Queries, Matt, do you want to add anything on that one?
Oh, I can make a comment, Mr. President. Thank you. It's probably changing tact a little bit. Obviously, we're in the midst of a partial review of our local planning scheme number two. In a broader sense, I've articulated in the agenda item that in the ideal world, it's probably best practice that you have a local planning strategy that otherwise informs the scheme, which is the mechanics of how you control development. I will sort of just outline our role at the Shire of Mora. We did embark on an individual local planning strategy, and that was upwards of $60,000 to $70,000 individually. So the opportunity that presents itself here, I think, is a really positive one for, you know, particularly in the collaboration that we have with the other fellow member RORoP councils. And yeah, I can only see an upside to it in that, you know, as I said. I deem it to be a real positive to actually have a local planning strategy in place. So in effect, we sort of parked the review for a period of time, I think sort of 6 to 9 months. And then once we've got the strategy in place across RORoP, we then, you know, recommence the formal view of the scheme itself. This, in a general sense, has really been born out of some of the bigger items that have been sort of bubbling away in the background through the Central Country Zone and the Great Eastern Zone in around renewable development, you know, turbines, solar farms, et cetera, trying to get a consistent position of how we sort of deal with these bigger developments. And it's not uncommon for these sort of developments to cross over boundaries from one local government to another, like Shire of Gorridge and into Shire of Coolum. And, you know, from a, I guess, a lay perspective, I'd really like to see some pretty strong discussion and input around how we protect our highly valuable agricultural land. And that is just not, you know, can't necessarily just be churned up at the strike of a pen and, you know, put out in trees, sequestration, that sort of thing. So all these sorts of issues, I think, you know, common ground, bigger issues, it's important for us to a sort of consistent approach with, you know, other like shires, which our Rorock members are. So that's really the crux of it, and the background of it is definitely a very much an opportunity to have the Department of Planning, Lands and Heritage on board to actually do the grunt work behind this, which is otherwise you'd be paying contractors, consultants, big money for, and really the participating shires, you just up the out-of-pocket expenses like mapping on an hourly rate through DPLH and other consumables. So, yeah, as I said, it's in the officer's recommendation to you.
So that just does all the border issues. We can still do the...
Absolutely. It doesn't, doesn't preclude you from saying that. We'd really like to address this. Put a bit of cool and flavour to it or something. Just saying that's it. Take what you're given. You get the input. So...
Is there any queries on any of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 10.1, compliance reporting, general compliance, December 2024 and January 2025. If you have a mover and seconder, Councillor Lucchese. Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. Are there no motions which previous notice has been given? No motions, or is there any motions from this without notice? There's no new business of an urgent nature. 14, meeting was closed to the public, confidential item. Someone to move and second that we go. Is the right terminology?
Behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. Lucchese, Councillor Miller. We need that second. Oh, everyone's got a. Yep. Anyone opposed? If we could have someone move that we come out from behind closed doors. Councillor Noble, Councillor Smoker. And there being no further business. Oh, sorry for the time. 4:21. Sorry, I didn't give you the time when we didn't. There being no further business, I declare the meeting closed at 4:22.